Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Friday. Liverpool taking on Brighton this weekend. Jürgen Klopp has just done his press conference. We'll be reacting to a couple of bits and pieces of note in there. But first, I want to kick things off. Obviously, you will have all seen the Hillsborough trial verdict came out yesterday. And we're going to start with the Liverpool Echo and the headline, "No one will be held accountable for the unlawful killing of the 96. The acquittal of David Duckenfield means no one will be held accountable for Britain's worst sports stadium disaster. A catalogue of failings both on the day of the Hillsborough tragedy and over the decade before contributed to the tragic crush on April 15, 1989. Those mistakes led to inquest jurors ruling the 96 Liverpool fans who were the victims of those errors were unlawfully killed. Despite those men, women and children leaving home for an FA Cup semi-final never returning, though through no fault of their own, no one will be convicted of wrongdoing over their death. This comes after the match they commander at the time was given a not guilty verdict on over his role in this. He was cleared of gross negligence manslaughter. And following on from this, Brian Reid of the Mirror tweeting, "Margaret Aspinall sums up the feeling of the devastated families. How can an inquest rule that 96 people were unlawfully killed at Hillsborough, yet no one in authority is accountable for those deaths? If David Duckenfield is not responsible, who killed my son?" And it's a sentiment that's been echoed by many members of the both the Hillsborough Family Support Group, the HJC, family survivors, etc., etc. I've written a little statement on this from someone of my thoughts and feelings, and I've done a video, and it's a very raw and emotive subject. I was very lucky. My dad was at Hillsborough, but he was one of the ones who came back. Of course, the same can't be said for, you know, a number of families who've been tragically affected by this for 30 years now. It's a very raw and very emotive subject, and I think it's disgusting that we live in a society where that can still happen, but obviously we also have to be careful about what we say, that we don't want it to impact any future trials or what have you. But yeah, all I'll say is that everyone, myself and everyone here at the Red Men TV, our thoughts, condolences, feelings, sorrow and sympathy goes out to everyone who's been impacted by the tragedy at Hillsborough. And yeah, I don't really know how they move on from all this, but you know, I think the strength in character and personality shown by the people who've led this fight over 30 years, if anyone can pick themselves back up again and continue in spite of all this, then it's people like Margaret Aspinall. It's sickening that after 30 years we still have to be able to talk about this kind of stuff, but this is the world we live in, and as Liverpool fans, it's not something we can turn our attention from. This goes as hand in hand with Liverpool Football Club as the players who take to the field. So that's that. We have to move things on for now, though. A couple of news stories to get to before Klopp's press conference. Liverpool revealed the Anfield Road expansion plan. Now, I was lucky enough to speak to Liverpool's COO, Andy Hughes, yesterday. That interview is out on this channel. In fact, it's out on the Red Bull News channel. You can listen to that in your podcast app, or you can watch the video. Jack and he's talked about their aim was always to get above 60,000. They had an original proposal that they let lapse. They're looking to pick that back up again. The idea is to add 7,000 seats into the Anfield Road to take the capacity to 61. And for, you know, we've seen the pictures. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good, and it's impressive, isn't it? And obviously, there's a few more bits and pieces in there, like the NFL come in for a few games, stuff like that, which will, as a club, earn us quite a lot of money. So it looks really exciting. And I think the fact that this is the second stand to be made bigger, I think there'll probably be a couple more in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's obviously a staggered process. You can't go out and do the whole thing. And what's interesting is I think the lessons learned from the main stand, by all accounts, are ones that are looking to put into practice. Again, not having a negative impact on capacity whilst this is being constructed. The general feeling without it, obviously, they can't go into specifics because at the moment they're just pictures, you know what I mean? The pictures are a very general outline of what they're looking to do, but obviously the experience of building the main stand should make this a bit easier and run a little bit smoother. But this is what we've been clamouring for, really, isn't it? They're sorting the training facilities out, they sort the Anfield Road. It means that you're going to end up in a situation where the cop probably needs updating, but I wonder whether there's things that will move on where that might be the next in line.
I think they're waiting for the safe standing. If I'm honest, I think that is a massive reason why they're waiting on the cop, because once safe standing comes in, uh-huh, and they can crack on and bring that in and extend the cop as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And no words from Liverpool on that, and I think understandably so, given the Hillsborough trial around stuff and whether Liverpool will ever be able to engage with safe standing. It's not for us to decide, of course. But yeah, I think there's obviously... It's good that Liverpool are taking these steps forward. We can all agree. I think 54,000 was a step in the right direction, but... You know, it's still so hard to get match day tickets. There's such a demand for it that if they can get it sorted, then more power to them. And having seen the pictures, it does looks very, yeah, very, very exciting. It reminds me of when they redeveloped Old Trafford throughout the 90s, and it still maintained the spirit of what it was, but just got bigger. As you can see, if we're watching this on YouTube, as I say, I spoke to Andy Hughes about this, and you can get that interview on this very channel if you want to when we're finished doing this here. Dom King then broke the news last night, one of those wonderful half-ten embargo situations. Liverpool were concerned that Fabinho could be missing for the whole of December with his ankle issue, which could be as many as 10 games. Scan results will determine more, but fears of a 4 to 6 week layoff. Subsequently, Paul Joyce is saying that Fabinho's facing up to 8 weeks out with ankle ligament damage. Jürgen Klopp's been doing his press conference, hasn't he, Jack? And he talked about this and said, in fact, the exact wording I thought was fine. He dealt with it quite well, and he described it as big, massive, really bad. You guys spoke about it yesterday, speculated about it, but it was there's no getting away from it. Fabinho is going to be a massive miss.
Yeah, it worries me as well that there is no set time on the time he'll be out. That is worrying, because I remember a Joe Gomez situation last season, very similar. We said 6 weeks. He was out for a lot longer than that. It's going to be a massive miss. I know our fixture list is kind in terms of the opposition we're facing in December, but it's busy, very busy. Rotation would have been vast, and now it gives us a player shorter and a player that's one of the first names on the team sheet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. I've just done a video. I just recorded a video. It's going to be on the main YouTube channel at some point, either today or tomorrow or what have you, about this and how Liverpool go about coping with it, because I think we're probably in the best place we've ever been to cope with it.
Yeah.
But you can't help it. There's you've seen it online. I was watching the Klopp press conference and the live comments. It's just people going like the beginning of the end, and oh god, this is going to be terrible, and blah blah blah. I think the point you mentioned there, Jack. If we were coming into the run of games we've just come out of, with like Man City and all this kind of stuff, you got Spurs and Man City, I'd be like, oh
yeah,
dear.
Yeah.
If look at the teams we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks, if Henderson, Wijnaldum, Lallana, take your pick, whoever's going to go in the six, if they can't handle games against the likes of Brighton, against the likes of Watford, etc., then Liverpool will deserve to have their lead at the top of the league whittled down.
There's a couple of fixtures in there that are difficult. Obviously, we've got Salzburg away, which we need to get something out of to go through.
That's the big one. That's the one that truly concerns, because you've got Leicester, of course, on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
I think they're comparable. I think they're our two toughest opponents. And the Merseyside derby will be what the Merseyside derby will be.
Even games like Leicester away, if we want to be winning the title this season, if we want to be pushing for that, then with or without Fabinho, we need to know that we're able to go into that game full of confidence and ready to go into that and beat Leicester.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a pain. I think he's become so well established. Mm. And it's crazy to think that a year ago he wasn't. You know, that's how important Fabinho's made himself. He's become one of the first names on the team sheet. But, you know, this is where the problem lies, of course, is because I think we've got solutions for one-off games, but it's going to be a test to see if we can maintain the level we're at while dropping a lad in for a spell, and like, and then are you? Do we have someone who can consistently do it? Are we? Is it just going to be Gini Wijnaldum just plays this entire stretch largely and largely? Is Jordan Henderson going to do it? The good thing that we've got is Oxlade-Chamberlain is available, and Naby Keita needs game time, and well, and potentially Shaqiri as well. You're right. So I think, you know, it's not ideal, but we are reasonably well covered. Albeit, and as Klopp says himself, there's no like for like replacements in Fabinho, but that's pretty much true. I bet the only situation where we have that is, well, how well our backup centre halves seem to keep proving themselves, but also in terms of like Henderson, Wijnaldum, and Milner are all similar-ish, aren't they? But everyone else is pretty unique in what they do. So
me and Tom spoke about a few things upstairs before as well, whether it might be that Trent tries it at one point.
This is the problem with Trent, is we just don't have anyone good enough to cover Trent.
Exactly.
So whereas I think with the midfield stuff, Oxlade-Chamberlain needs to play. He needs games in the midfield, and Henderson's keeping him out of that. Well, this might be one of those mad solutions where this is what gives Oxlade-Chamberlain the platform to kick on and succeed.
And you know what, with that midfield, with Oxlade-Chamberlain in that midfield and the level of opposition we're facing, it becomes automatically a more attacking midfield, and I think that might suit us even more. This may be a month where we get a lot more goals.
Well, we're going to come up against, you're right, because you're going to come against a lot more teams who aren't looking to take the game to you. They're not looking to beat you, they're looking to frustrate you. You know, we might have been playing, you know, that kind of midfield anyway. So yeah, it is very interesting one. Just Klopp was saying, yeah, not sure on the timeline, pretty sure he won't be involved in the Xmas solution fixtures. We have to find solutions. But he mentioned this twice. He said, we're not the only team with injured players, which I think is the right attitude to have with this. Our heads aren't going to fall off, and you can't have your head fall off over losing one player. This is why we've got a squad. You're either bought into it or you're not bought into it. And if you're not bought into it, then I personally believe that you're not allowed to reap the rewards at the end if we come through. No, I'm only messing. But feel free to panic away. One more note on this. No addition injury problems from Napoli, and was asked about Naby, and he said Naby's okay as well. So that's good news, if nothing else. I meant to mention it, I completely forgot to mention it. We are brought to you in partnership with the Liverpool Gin Experience. You get to go on this experience. It's normally £65. You can get it for £39.99. In that, you get to make your own bottle of Liverpool Gin. Plus, on the whole experience, you get 4 or 5 G&Ts as well. While you're having it, you go to liverpoolgindistillery.com/experiences and use the code REDMENTV. Xmas. Chris and the lads did it the other week. They are still buzzing from it. They had such a good time, and you can check that video out on the main Redmen YouTube channel, of course. The offer ends on the 31st of 12th, 2019, but it can be booked for after Christmas, so you can book it today as a present for a family member. Maybe you're going to bring them up for a match, or maybe they live locally or whatever. You just find they're having a really good day out and having a couple of very tasty G&Ts as well. Then you can do this, as I say, £65 reduced to £39.99. Great Christmas present, and you can book it for in the new year if you really want to, so give it to them and then find the time for it after that. Yeah, very, very good indeed. Tom, have you got some comments for us?
Yeah, if we kick it off with the Annie Road expansion, Graham Reardon says, might be able to get a ticket now. And then Daniel LaRoche says, I like the expansion. Maybe I don't have to sell organs to catch a home match. I'm from the States and it's harder for us to get a ticket.
Yeah, I don't think it's easier for anyone. Group or people to particularly get tickets to football matches. My only concern with it is it was mentioned as being the vast majority of these 7,000 are going to be general admission. There's talk of there being like anyone's been to the main stand, they've got the dugout. So it's like it's not corporate, but it's not just super general admission. It's more expensive and you get a big old lounge, have a drink and a burger in or whatever. There's going to be a bit of that, which is like a bit sports party. And I wonder whether general admission, I didn't ask this question, I should have done, whether that impacts the season ticket list, because that's the big thing for me. Yeah, you want general admission, you want more people in, but that season ticket waiting list has been frozen for years. We need to start working a way to whittle that down and then open it up to new people, as far as I'm concerned. But no, it's more people will be getting the ground, the better, really.
It's interesting you say that, because I've been on the season ticket waiting list since I was born, and obviously when Hicks and Gillette went straight, I was near the top, straight back down to the bottom, and it is frustrating. But as you say, The big thing I'm taking from this is that the capacity of Anfield is getting bigger,
yeah,
and more fans in there will make it even harder to get anything from Liverpool at Anfield, which is phenomenal for us.
Absolutely.
Move on to Fabinho. Ethsham Ulhusan says, we could be fine without Fabinho before he was introduced to the fold. We'll be fine. And we could just reiterate in that sense, we did get to a Champions League final before Fabinho, so we're still decent.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think people just like to lose their heads over stuff, don't they? And until we see this team take to the field, and until we see them coping without it, it's going to exist. In, you know, it's like Schrodinger's cat, this football team. Now, is this going to be the thing that causes all of these kind of problems? You know, look, it's worth reminding that Man City lost points around this time of the season when they had a few injuries, but then they picked themselves up and they went again. And if you're going to back any team to do that, it's going to be Liverpool. One more for us, please, Tom.
Well, I've got the other side of that from Johnny Walker. He says, reinforcements required on the 1st of January. Big spending on big quality needed. Thoughts?
At the moment, I disagree. What about you?
I 100% disagree. I think the squad is absolutely fantastic. And we've shown so far this season, in the league, we've dropped 2 points. There's no need to panic. We've had one injury. At the end of the season, take a look at how we've done and then make the decision. But in terms of January, big spending, not for me.
We'll see. For me, right here and right now, you know, opinions can change. Mm. I want to see how they cope. I want to see how they handle the next few weeks. And the point for me is that at the minute, there's not enough game time for Kate. And some of that's injury related. There's not enough game time for Oxlade-Chamberlain. Curtis Jones has only got, you know, we're going to get knocked out of the Carabao Cup, aren't we? Because we're going to play a bunch of infants in that match.
I trust him.
Fingers crossed. But the point is that I want Curtis Jones to be getting games of footy. I think at the moment we're capable. We might prove not to be, and if it proves to be utterly disastrous, then we do need a proper backup DM. But I'm not sure it's something that we do in January.
Is it possible as well? Is there a recall in Grujic?
I would imagine there's not. It tends not to be in big loan deals. It tends to be with young people in you know, closer to you. Someone might know the answer to that. If you do, let us know in the comments. Go on, Tom.
Lastly, super chat from Carrie Bonner. Thank you very much. Says, keep up the amazing work, guys. So informative. It's a big loss with Fab being injured. He's been our best player, but because of the front three, but he is, for me, the best midfielder in the Premier League.
I think he's been great, yeah, and that's the thing. No one's going to sit here and say Liverpool are fine. Again, Klopp is not prone to hyperbole. I think he likes to downplay the problems and stuff, and he did it in going, everyone's got injuries. He also then said, he described it as massive, losing him. And I'm not going to sit here and go, everything's great because Fabinho. That's complete bollocks. Liverpool are going to have to change. They're going to have to adapt. And the fact that it's that long spell. But, you know, we all felt, I felt like our season was going to crumble apart when Alisson got injured. Like, oh my God, we've lost the best goalie in the world. What are we going to do? And Adrian came in, was a perfectly capable deputy. That's what having a squad's about.
This is the thing Melissa Reddy said, I think it was Melissa Reddy anyway, but she said it's a big part of Jürgen Klopp's jigsaw, Fabinho. And I completely agree with that in terms of the fact that in other positions, if we lost players, we have terrific understudies, whereas CDM isn't that. But look, first game of the season, we lost Alisson. We didn't know what Adrian would be like.
Yeah.
He came on at Anfield, the first time we've ever seen him.
Yeah.
And we got through that, like you say, unscathed. And I think I'm hoping that it's a similar thing with Fabinho, but as we say, massive loss.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for everyone for taking part and leaving their comments. Like and share and subscribe. We made it to 25,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Let's keep pressing on with all that. As mentioned, go to liverpoolgindistillery.com/experiences and use the code REDMENTV Xmas, all caps, to get your discount on that experience. Plenty of stuff going on around the Red Men Network. My channel, I've got a video out there on the Unai Emery second. There's going to be a video of me doing something very similar on the Red Men TV channel. Again, talking about the Fabinho injury and what that means for the mighty Reds. And there's some great written content on the redmentv.com as well. So check it all out, and we'll be back post-match.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.